Hi there. The word for today is when God calls you. In Isaiah 48, verse 15, it says, I have called him, and he will succeed in his mission. Whoa. Isn't that great? Jeremiah 1, verse 5, God told Jeremiah, before you were born, I set you apart for a special work. So, when God decides to use you, these five things happen. First, there's a call. God asks common people to do uncommon things, like Peter getting out of that boat and walking on water. Second, there's fear. When God called Moses to stand before Pharaoh, Moses said, I'm not a good enough speaker. Use somebody else. Third, there is reassurance. The thought of filling Moses' shoes must have shaken Joshua to his core. So God tells him in Joshua 1 verse 5, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Fourth, there is a decision. Sometimes we say yes to God and sometimes we say no. When we say yes, we live with joy, and when we say no, we forfeit that joy. But there's always a decision. And fifth, there is a changed life. Those who say yes to God's call don't walk perfectly, not by a long shot. But because they say yes, they learn and grow even from their failures. Indeed, their failures often become part of their ability to minister to others. And those who say no to God, well, they're changed too. They become a little harder, a little more resistant to his calling, and a little more likely to say no the next time. So let me ask you, is God calling you? Maybe it has to do with your work, or your relationships, or your money, or facing your biggest fear. God's call will go to the core of who you are and what you do. And you know what? Saying yes to him is the best decision you'll ever make. And that is the word for you today.